Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening calm, watching the show.
Little Otis Redding bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, our knowledge base, the archives, the articles. And by the way, don't forget the poll question right there on the homepage that you can answer and when instantaneously see how other people have voted once you submit your answer. So check that out on the homepage. The question this week is about the economy. How's the economy hitting you so far? How's the recovery, so to speak? How do you feel about that? That's right on the homepage. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is the chief economist of the NFIB. And his NFIB report of small business conditions is something he brings us every month to talk about. And Bill, I sure was hoping that you'd have better news for us today.
Yeah, I was too. You know, two bad things happened. One was that things like capital spending plans and job creation plans didn't get better. They didn't get worse. That's good. All right, but they didn't get better. And the other thing that happened is obviously owners became less optimistic about the future. So 70% of the decline in the index came from just two questions. One is, yeah, do you think business conditions will be better 6 months from now or worse? And what will happen to the real volume of your sales? Will it be higher or lower? Those two questions, you know, show that the owners are very, very pessimistic about the future course of the economy.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's just the general economy? You think it's worries about the global economics? Do you think it's the lack of leadership in Washington? What do you think?
Well, you know, a lot of the firms that we ask them if it's a good time to expand or not, and then when they say yes or no, when they say no, we ask them why, you know, and one out of ten of the whys explicitly say the political situation, and that's not good. You know, nobody should be saying that in good times. Nobody says that. So that's obviously front of mind, and of course, you know, in general, if you know any owner looking at what's going on in Congress can't see anything that's good happening. There are regulations coming down like crazy, taxes coming down like crazy.
Even FinReg, I'm sure a lot of politicians think that small business owners should be proud of them for passing financial regulations that take on those mean old banks. But most small business owners realize that more regulations on anybody winds up rolling downhill to us.
Right, and that thing didn't turn out so very well. It's not really protecting us from another fiasco.
Right.
The government's going to still have to step in if there's a fiasco. The big banks want to get bigger. They can't make a case for why they should be able to get bigger other than the egos of their owners. But it's risky for us. You know, if we go to the limit, we only have one bank and one decision maker up there deciding what to do or not to do.
Right.
Well, you know, once they make a bad decision, like many banks did, you know, the whole system would come down. So we need lots of independent thinkers and decision makers to keep the financial system vigorous and competitive. And we don't like the big banks.
Well, I don't know what the solution is, Bill, but I know one thing. Washington doesn't have it.
No, they don't.
And never will have it.
Yep, they don't. They can't even get a budget together. That scares
people.
Yeah,
they can't even do their own job.
Right?
Can they?
Nope, they're not getting their job done. And so, what kind of confidence can you possibly have in these people? You know, everything you hear from them doesn't make sense to an ordinary person. You know,
and yet they seem surprised, Bill. They seem shocked.
Right.
They would be shocked to see that your optimism level of the people you polled is down 3.2% more.
Yeah,
they would be shocked at that. Well, wait a minute! I've given speeches. We've been talking about this. We've been telling you things are going to get better. Why aren't you optimistic? They just don't get it, do they?
No, they don't get it, and we're now worried that they're going to go into the lame duck session and try to finish passing all the other bad ideas that they have before they leave us, and then of course our new House and Senate will have to try to undo all that damage. What a way not to make progress. I mean, what is this?
Yeah. 8% of your respondents said they were going to reduce unemployment.
Yeah.
That's not good, Bill.
No. There, you know, we still have too many that we're cutting. We cut fewer people this time from our payrolls, but you know, it's still not good, and only a net 1% are going to create jobs. That was the same as it was in May. It should be like 15. That's the number we ought to be looking at when the economy is growing well, like when we came out of the 82 recession.
Yeah.
It was very, very good.
But you know,
obviously,
Bill,
there's no steam here.
Bill, I reported in the previous segment, two segments ago, about structural unemployment. And you know, we did a survey on our website, and we asked small business owners, as you have an opportunity to grow, will you be more likely to automate when you can, or will you be more likely to hire a new person? And 70% said automate. That's structural unemployment, Bill.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, you don't have to buy, there's no mandatory health insurance on a machine.
That's right. That's
and
exactly
that's
right.
The direction we're being pushed in here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Also, capital spending is down again, isn't it?
Yeah,
plans for capital spending.
Yeah, it's you know, I lost the points. I went from 20 to 19, but again, it should be up around 30.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and to back that up, the percent who actually made capital expenditures over the last 6 months—that is, we looking back, say, well, did you make any in the last 6 months? That's at an all-time 35-year low.
Yeah,
we truly are not spending any money unless the roof is leaking or the machine just dies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we'll spend money in necessity, but other than that, there's, again, no view that things are going to grow and I need more capacity. That's not there.
Hold on to that thought. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be back with more of this after the news. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is that website. Also, Bill, your own website, please.
Yeah, we got smallbizbus.org, smallbus.org, and NFIB.org/research.
All right, and that's where you can find the survey. Bill also gives us permission to put it on our website. We thank you very much, Bill, again for that. Bill, we conduct our own little polls on our website every week, and this week here's the poll. I want to read this to you. I thought you'd find this interesting. The question is: some economic indicators point toward a weakening of the recovery. What is your experience? And the first question is: I'm still seeing solid evidence of economic recovery, and about a fourth of the respondents are choosing that one. And the second one is, I agree with the indicators. Things are slowing down, at least a bit. About a third of the respondents are choosing that one, a little bit more than the solid evidence of a recovery. And then the fourth one is, recovery? What recovery? Still hasn't happened for us. And a higher percentage, the rest of the folks, about 40 or so percent, 4 out of 10 respondents are saying, recovery? What recovery? What do you think?
So well, that's basically what I think we're getting from the survey, is people don't see anything happening, and so they're not really excited about the future, and that's why they're not hiring and they're not spending. So they have to have some good ideas. And again, you know, look at what's going to happen to them. You know, Bush tax cuts go away, big tax hike, fat tax. Now you can't get any larger than 25 employees without really bumping into the health care thing.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And now they're trying to revive cap and trade.
Yep.
And
those things don't make me want to hire more people.
One thing on top of the other.
Yeah, I mean, and yet they wonder, and yet they literally sit there wringing their hands in Washington and wonder why people like me aren't hiring people.
Right.
And all this is having a negative effect on sales.
Yeah. And then you got the other things going on. You got the president attacking states.
Yeah.
You got the union favoritism still very clear and upfront here.
Yeah.
All the way from education, you know, and getting rid of that nice program in Washington to, all the role of the teachers' unions, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You got You got the whole issue with the Department of Justice. I mean, we have no confidence that the people down there are doing a good job and doing a job for us. And that's why you know, when you're afraid and you're uncertain, you don't spend.
Well, let me tell you something else, Bill. If you add it up, here's something I think that maybe they haven't done in Washington. I did the math on this once, just to some anecdotal addition here. If you add up all the business owners, small business owners in America, then you add up all the employees who work for small businesses, it's about a third of America.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that it's that there are that many people. A third of America is direct reports to work at a small business every day.
Well, at least a third. I mean, depending on how you define small.
Right, right.
You know, but
I mean,
more than half of the private sector work for you. Take the government workers out.
Right.
More than half of the private sector works for a small business.
See, I'm saying that's about 70-something million.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that there are about 25 or so million small business owners, including the contractor, independent contractors. So that's about 100 million or so. My point is, that's a big chunk of folks. That if they're not motivated, if they're giving you negative responses as they are, that's where the economy lies.
Exactly. Exactly. We make it go. We're the engine.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Bill, I got 1 minute. Last thoughts.
Well, I think that we're going to have to see some major change in November. I think if, in fact, you have a major change in that election, that will give owners some more optimism because they'll think, stop doing bad things and maybe undo some of the things that have been done. And that maybe will help us along. But in the meantime, you know, growth is going to be slower this quarter than it was last quarter. You're not going to make a whole lot of progress on the unemployment rate or any of the measures that we're worrying about.
Do you think that they will allow renew the Bush tax cuts before the end of the year?
No, they may renew some of them politically to make it look good.
Yeah,
but they're going to lower taxes. They want to raise taxes.
They want to raise
everywhere
taxes
they can.
Yeah. And by just letting those tax cuts
expire,
then they'll raise revenue without raising taxes.
Exactly. They can say, well, we didn't raise your taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't do that. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, Jim, take care. Keep up the good work.
All right. Appreciate it. You too, buddy. Hopefully with a better report. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.